Amen. Amen. Here at your altar, Lord, we come to give our lives to you. Lord, we come to sacrifice our lives to you. Oh, Lord, that we might be a sweet fragrance to you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night prayer call with World for Jesus. This is John and Carol Woodbrook, and we are your host for the prayer call tonight. Nita will be sharing a teaching with us shortly before the prayer time tonight. Thank you all for joining with us on the call. We appreciate you greatly. You are precious to the Lord. The Lord called you from before you were born. He covered you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made and marvelous in His sight. He knows you. He knows you in your inward parts. He knows the depth of your being. He knows your hurts. He sees you. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and thanksgiving. You are the Christ, the I Am, the one who knows us. Psalm 139 says, "For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we were not even hid from you when we were in our mother's womb. We were seen by you in that secret place. And you formed us even there. You saw our substance when we were not yet perfectly formed, and all of our members were written in your book, even as we were fashioned and in process. You saw and formed and kept us safe within our mother's womb. O Lord, come and save today. Save. Save those, Lord. Save those who are at risk. Oh God, we give you glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving. You are the Christ, the I Am, the Savior of all. Amen. Amen. We have our four interactive prayer calls this coming Sunday. The call-in numbers are on the emails that Ricky sends out and on the World for Jesus website. We have our Hispanic prayer call tomorrow at 12 noon. Call-in numbers are on the website and on the emails that Ricky sends out for that call as well. And we'll have corporate prayer tomorrow night with intercessor participation at 5:50. Our weekly intercession times next week are Wednesday morning, Thursday at 5:20 with the teaching, and then Friday at 5:50. Please continue to keep Nita lifted up in prayer and during your personal prayer time, that God would heal her completely of diabetes, and for removal of all pain, that God would take that. Amen. He hears and answers our prayers. The next GOE is coming up in Washington, D.C. In March, the 18th through the 22nd, and there'll be a Joel's Army Rally Day on the Saturday following, the 23rd. Check out the website for the details. For registration and concerning hotels. Don't want to miss that. It's going to be an awesome GOE. I know God is really going to come and manifest himself there. Amen. Jules Army wants you, now's the time to be joined with others of like heart and like mind, and come before the Lord and pray his will and see his mighty right hand and his holy arm come and save and work. He's been working. Amen. Just get a hold of Ken and Debbie Clark. Their emails are listed on our website under Contact Us, and you can find out more. Amen. Okay, first headline, good news. Whitaker, Mueller probe is close to being completed. In his first question and answer session with reporters since becoming acting attorney general last November, Matthew Whitaker on Monday announced that special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is close to being completed. I've been fully briefed and I look forward to Mueller delivering the final report, Whitaker said. Right now, the investigation is, I think, close to being completed. We prefer that as much of the report as possible is public, said Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on Fox News. We believe a selective release would be problematic. In his remarks to reporters Monday, Whitaker said, fundamentally, the Mueller investigation has a very defined scope. In the course of investigation, Mueller has secured criminal convictions of numerous former Trump advisors, including one-time campaign manager Paul Manafort, national security advisor Michael Flynn, but none of the charges, none, directly pertain to a criminal conspiracy with Russian officials related to efforts to meddle in the 2016 elections. Amen. And listen to this article, and this is from The Hill, which is not a presidential favorable publication. Andrew McCarthy, Stone indictment makes clear there is no Trump-Russia conspiracy. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of Roger Stone elucidates what has been apparent to the public for a year, therefore must have been known to prosecutors and the FBI for much longer. There was no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. That is the Kremlin's cyber espionage efforts to undermine the 2016 election by hacking Democratic email accounts were not coordinated with the Trump campaign. In the Stone indictment, Mueller offers up 20 pages of heavy-breathing narrative about the Russian theft of tens of thousands of emails from the Democratic National Committee and Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, the transmission of the purloined materials to WikiLeaks, portrayed as a witting arm of the Putin regime, and their subsequent media publication in the final weeks of the campaign. But the big win produces no rain. At the end, we get a couple of pages of processed crimes. The seven counts are offenses generated not by an espionage conspiracy, but by the investigation of an espionage conspiracy that did not exist. Not one that may not have existed. The Trump-Russia conspiracy did not exist. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is no proof of criminal conspiracy between Trump and the Putin regime. To the contrary, Mueller continues to pile up proof in the opposite direction. Justice Department and the FBI still stand, if they still stand behind their representation of suspicion of Trump campaign coordination with Russia, how do they square that position with the indictments filed by Mueller, which have charged no Trump-Russia conspiracy and which indicate there was no Trump-Russia conspiracy? Thank you, Lord. Next headline, 95,000 non-citizens uncovered on Texas voter rolls, just tip of the iceberg. These numbers are just the tip of the iceberg all over the country, especially in California. Voter fraud is rampant, must be stopped. Strong voter ID. The results of a nearly year-long investigation into voter fraud in Texas has blown the lid off the weak defense, revealing that 95,000 non-citizens were currently registered to vote in the state, with 58,000 of them having voted in one or more election. And this is just one state, a Republican-controlled state to boot. But now that massive fraud has been found, what comes next? Thank you, Lord, for bringing the truth, revealing the truth. Next headline, NATO chief praises President Trump. His very clear message is having an impact. Jens Stoltenberg, NATO Secretary General, just stated that because of me, This is a Trump tweet. NATO has been able to raise far more money than ever before from its members after many years of decline. It's called burden sharing. Also, more united. Dems and fake news like to portray the opposite. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that out into the forefront. Next, Hispanic pastors praise Trump for work on border security as president touts growing support. A group of Hispanic pastors praised President Donald Trump for work on the border security and pushing to build his controversial wall at a meeting at the White House Friday, as the president touted a recent poll showing his growing support among Latinos. Waco pastor Ramiro Pena delivered a letter he said was endorsed by 150 Hispanic evangelical leaders, expressing thanks for the president's good faith efforts to work with Democrats on border security. You've done a very good job and been the leader we need to be in an extending hand to them to come to the table, he said. We want to say thank you for doing that. We want to say thank you for doing everything you can to get aid in a humanitarian way for this crisis where it's needed most, securing our borders and providing law enforcement and the Border Patrol everything they need, all the tools and resources that are needed, Pena said. One thing you have not done, Mr. President, is manufacture a humanitarian crisis. It's real. And although many people began to declare repeatedly this is a manufactured crisis, being a pastor from Texas, I can tell you the human suffering that's been going on for many decades has hit a fever pitch. I'm grateful that you have shown leadership to recognize it, to call it out, to actually do something about it, he added. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the truth coming out. Thank you for the increase in Latino support. Next headline, Making Freedom Great Again, as U.S. jumps 6 spots on Global Freedom Index. It's welcome relief from the previous 8 years, which saw economic freedom steadily decline under President Obama. Thank you, Lord. Next headline, President Trump's administration protecting faith-based adoption, foster care agencies. The government should not be in the business of forcing foster care providers to close their doors because of their faith. Religious freedom is a fundamental human right, said Lynn Johnson, Assistant Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children. Faith-based organizations that provide foster care services not only perform a great service for their communities, they're exercising a legally protected right to practice their faith through their good works, Lynn Johnson said. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for truth and for religious freedom in our nation. Next headline, President Trump says Bible literacy classes in school are a great idea. Lawmakers in several states are pushing legislation aimed at making Bible literacy classes available in public schools. President Donald Trump couldn't be more pleased. Following Fox and Friends' discussion of the issue Monday, the president tweeted, numerous states introducing Bible literacy classes, giving students the option of studying the Bible, starting to make a turn back. Great, he said. Thank you, Lord. Next headline, report, terror attacks worldwide shrink to the lowest level since 2011. Thank you, Lord. Next headline, court paves way for Texas to defund Planned Parenthood. I think it's going to be quite difficult for Planned Parenthood to prevail. A $3.4 million Planned Parenthood receives from the Texas pursuant to the Medicaid program is very likely going to go away, said Seth Chandler. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Next headline, 13 states have ruled unborn babies are children. Thank you, Jesus. And next headline, Super Bowl, 33 arrested for sex trafficking in Atlanta in run-up to game. Federal authorities say 33 people have been arrested in Atlanta, Georgia on sex trafficking charges before the Super Bowl this weekend. Homeland Security agent Nick Anand said that the arrests happened this week but declined to discuss further specifics due to ongoing investigation. Authorities say 4 victims have already been rescued, and Douglasville police say 16 people were arrested last week as part of an undercover operation whose timing was related to the Super Bowl. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Last headline, DeSantis announces executive order eliminating Common Core in Florida. I told you I would do something about it, the governor says. And he announced that he will issue an executive order eliminating Common Core education standards from Florida schools, wants to streamline standardized testing as well as increase the rate of literacy in schools. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you hear us when we pray. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this nation. Thank you that you're saving our children. Thank you that you're saving the unborn. Thank you, Lord, that you are moving. Thank you, Father, for overturning Roe v. Wade. We believe that you are working to bring that to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you that you hear us when we pray. Thank you, Lord, that the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Amen. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn things over to Nita now, and she is going to share with us what's on her heart tonight. Amen. Go ahead, please, Nita.
Thank you, John. And I want to thank you, all of you, for joining us tonight. What I have to share with you is at least part two of what I shared 2 weeks ago on walking in union with Christ. God is calling us to arise, to enter into a new place, to see things we haven't seen before, to know things we haven't known before, to abandon nominal Christianity and to come into the life of the Spirit as the Word calls it. So what I want to do is try to encourage you, try to help you understand what such a life means, and to encourage you that with all of your emotional strength, your physical strength, your mental strength, to strive to enter into the rest, that you might find the fullness of what it means to be in Christ. It's not necessarily an easy process, but it is doable. And those who really long for it will do it, some faster than others. So let me start. We'll just pray a simple prayer, and then I'll begin to share with you. You can turn in your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 11. Father, it is such an amazing thing. It is such a wonderful thing. It is such an awesome thing. It's such a holy thing to think that we can walk with you and love you as Christ did when he was here on this earth, and to know you as Christ did when he was on this earth. It seems incomprehensible to us. And yet those of us who have this hunger have it to such a degree that we will be willing to go through the process that we have to go through to be prepared for such a beautiful walk. So open our hearts tonight, Lord. Let your fire come upon us, to open our hearts, to open our eyes, to see, to know, to understand what must be done, what can be done, what can be experienced. Let it become something very personal to each person who is with us tonight. And we thank you, Father. We thank you so much for that. I always go through just a little bit of time feeling so drawn to give you a prophetic message, because the Lord is really speaking to me, and he's speaking to me a lot. We're trying to get things typed out so that we can put it on our website. But also, I like sharing them with you online. But I also feel very strongly about this issue of encouraging you in the deeper things of God. So I hope, I feel like this is what the Lord has approved for tonight, and I hope that it turns out to be just the encouragement that you need. Okay, let's look in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 11, beginning verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And it shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Now, we're not going to cover all this passage tonight, but hopefully on another night we'll finish what we don't get done tonight. I had been praying this passage for 2 years, and the reason I know that it was 2 years is because the Lord himself told me that. I had been praying, I would read the passage, and I would tell him, Lord, I don't want to speak amiss if this is a prayer, because this passage is first and foremost of our Messiah. So if I'm praying amiss by asking for it for myself, please forgive me and please instruct me. But deep in my heart, I want this so badly. As you know, it's on my mind day and night. Please prepare me to receive it. Help me know if I can receive it, and prepare me to receive it. And I pray such prayers, and I would pray many times a day, and many times a night. Every time I would awaken, I'd pray it again. I can't tell you the aching that I had in my heart to be possessed by the seven spirits of God. But since you never heard anything like that taught about concerning the believer, I greatly feared lest I would offend the Lord with my too strong desire for something that was not legally mine to have. So I would always put that in my prayer. Well, at the mark of 2 years, I was praying that again. And while I was yet in the midst of the prayer, the Lord appeared to me. And when he appeared to me, he called forth a yoke, the kind of yoke that would fit over two heads of oxen. And he told me to stand next to him. So as I stood next to him, this yoke appeared out of nowhere and fit on his shoulders and on mine. Now, he's probably 6'1", 6'2". I mean, he's not a short man. He's, you know, a nice tall man. And I'm about 5'2". And so you might say, well, how did a double yoke fit on him and you at the same time? And honestly, I don't know. I don't know how it worked. All I know is that the yoke stretched across us straight. There was no bend in it to help it fit both of us. And it fit us just perfect. So when this yoke came upon us, I felt everything in our carnal nature begin to go down, 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 and out my feet. Once that outpouring was complete, everything that was going on in our Lord began to fill me. His love, his kindness, his mercy, his compassion. Everything that was going on, his humility, his meekness, everything that was going on inside of him began to fill me. But there was something else too, and that's where this passage comes in. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So not only was I experiencing inwardly his nature and character, but I was experiencing the life of the Spirit of the Lord. It was a different impartation, much more complete. Just virtually taking me into a place of what it means to walk with God in divine fellowship. It's not something you can do in your present place in Christ. It simply isn't. You can't make it happen on your own. What we need is the impartation of Isaiah chapter 11, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon us, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. So these are the seven spirits of God that when they possess us, we walk in union with Christ, and we walk in the nature and character of Christ, so that the spirit of the world can no longer live inside of us. The carnal nature can no longer live inside of us, because the Spirit of God, in this case the seven spirits of God, have abolished that and have taken possession of our soul and of our mind. It's what it means when Paul talked about having the mind of Christ. This is not something that every believer has. In fact, it's sadly a very small percentage in any given generation that walks deeply enough in Christ that he can actually live in the mind of Christ. We can pray, gain the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of understanding. We can pray and the revelation gifts can function, can operate, so that we can see God's will, hear God's voice, understand what he's saying. But to live and walk in it is an entirely different reality. When the Lord has taken full possession of you in that way, you no longer think in the carnal realm at all. You're not critical of people. You're not, you don't find yourself suspicious of people. You're not given to anger. You're not given to worldly lusts. You're not given to being a person that is demanding and controlling, because there's no fear. The fear is gone with the rest of it. And so you're free to walk in the love of Christ, in the meekness of Christ, in the wisdom of Christ, the knowledge of Christ, what the Lord thinks is what you think. What he feels is what you feel. You don't have to constantly try to understand what he might be feeling over a given situation. But you know it because you're no longer living for Christ. But in this place, Christ is living in you and living through you. His life. It is such an incredible, life in the Spirit. It's such an incredible life in Christ. I can remember before this revelation was given that on three separate occasions, the Lord would come to me, the Spirit of the Lord would come to me, and he would say, would you like to know, love, and serve me as my son did when he was on the earth? And my response was, God, I could never do that. I know that Jesus was all man, but he was also all God. We could never walk in that life completely in this life. Now, could you imagine me saying that to God? Like, I need to instruct him on what's possible and what's not possible. But that's what I did, because that's what I believed. He left off. He didn't say another word. But several months later, he came to me again. And all this time, I would start praying about it and then think in my head how impossible it was. And I'd let it go. And I would do that over and over again. A second time, he said that to me. And my response was exactly the same. Because, you know, when the Lord is with you, and he's asking you a question, you're not going to tell him what you think he wants to hear. What you're going to tell him is what is really in your heart. And it happens so spontaneously, you can't stop it. It just, truth comes out. Although it's not really the truth we want to live by, that is what comes out, is what is truly in our mind and heart. So, again, I did it. The third time he came to me, he said the same thing again. Exactly the same thing. Would you like to come to know, love, and serve me as my son did here on this earth? And it hit me. He has come, actually, as I remember correctly, he said it three times in each visit. Three times. So nine times he said this to me. And I started calculating this. And I said to him, Lord, three times you've come to me with this question. Each time you came, you asked me three times. That's nine times that you've asked me this question. If you would take the time to come to me nine times and ask me this question, it must be that it's possible. And if it is, I will do whatever you say I have to do to have it. I will endure anything I have to endure to have it. I will go through anything that I need to go through to have it. There are no limitations on my life. I give it all to you. Whatever I have to give to you to have this promise fulfilled. Yes, I want it. And the Lord simply said to me, all right then, you shall have it. But in this visit, Jesus is standing beside me. We are now double yoked. And what is going on inside of me is the life of the Spirit. The spirit of wisdom and understanding and the spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I was well aware of every aspect of this scripture living inside of me through the instrumentality of the life of Christ. I was no longer trying to think about God. The Lord was in my mind. I was no longer trying to sensitize myself to Him because He was in me. He was loving the Father through me. He was loving mankind through me. He was in me, living His life out through me. But I think one of the things that I was the most aware of was the deep humility of Christ. There's simply no words to describe how humble He is. I've allowed Him to do deep and terrible works inside of me to create deeper and deeper humility. I can't tell you what's there and what isn't there. All I can tell you is it's nowhere near where Christ walks. And if I had my way about it, it would be. Because Christ is so full. That doesn't mean He does things the way we do. That doesn't mean that He is never going to, for instance, act or walk in divine judgment or divine anger. We see that when He was here on this earth dealing with Jewish leaders. When you look at some of the things that Christ said about the hierarchy in Israel, I don't know how any of us could sit in a congregation and have the pastor talk to us the way Christ did and be willing to stay in the congregation. I mean, how would you like to be called a whited washed sepulcher? And yet those were the kinds of things that He had to say in an effort to quicken reality to these men, that what they were trying to procure was only causing a more serious problem, and that He was the only answer to their dilemma. But it didn't sound like a nice, sweet teacher, nice and humble, nice and meek, talking to them. It sounded like God the Father would sound when he's trying to get our attention and we won't listen. So we have ideas about what humility, meekness, love might do, how they might react in situations and in dealing with people. Sometimes God wants to give compassion when you think he would give a good scolding. Other times, he'll scold when you would think he would give compassion. We just don't know how he thinks or how he feels ever in a situation unless he automatically and divinely reveals it to us. And I've had that a lot in my life where he has moved in me, especially as a prophet, when he has moved in me in a way I would never have dreamed and in a way others would not have dreamed. I can remember one time going into a church and releasing a word on someone that was terrifying. You would never want that word to come to pass. But the word came out of me with such strength, such force, not yelling at the person, but just firmness of the Lord. But it was his love that was speaking to this man. Because he had complete control of my being in that situation, that word for that man so gripped him that he couldn't contain himself. He couldn't even think about anything except the warning he'd just been given. His wife was in the congregation. He was on one side, she was on another. That was the condition of their marriage. He got up, he went and got her by the hand, he went outside, and in tears, he's apologizing to her for the things that he did to her. And before the night was over, they had reached complete reconciliation. And the pastor went to him and apologized to him over the word that I gave and reprimanded me. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to tell you I'm sorry. I can't. That was God, whether we want to understand it or we don't. But I think you'll see before it's over just how much God it was. So by the end of the night, you know, this whole thing has been turned around, and the man told the pastor, you have no idea how mean I have been to my wife. She was leaving me, and she was getting a divorce, and I deserved it. And I blamed her for all the bad stuff in our marriage, but it wasn't her, it was me. I just didn't want to do what was right. But after that word, I know God's not going to put up with that from me anymore. So I have made it right with my wife. We are going to heal our marriage of the stuff I've done to my wife. The pastor was utterly stunned. And the next day told me what happened. I said, see, I'm going to be, and I told you so. See, it was the Lord, and it was love. And the pastor said, I know, I've never seen anything like that happen before, but I sure like the fruit of it. So the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and knowledge help us understand the mind of God, helps us to reason the mind and the will of God, helps us to know the secrets of the kingdom. So these seven spirits of God are something to be highly prized, very much desired. But I have to tell you, you cannot live for this world and continue behaving with your actions, your words, your thought life, like the way of the world, and have these. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word isn't something we just quote. It's what we obey. That's what matters. And when the Lord tells us to humble ourselves and to change the way we interact with one another, he's not, as some people would say, just whistling Dixie. He's not just saying something he thinks might be a good idea. He is actually giving us a commandment of something we must do. And you might say, well, how do you know what the Lord would say? Well, it's in his word. The way he sees things, the way he perceives things, it really is here. But I can promise you that the closer you walk to God, the more people are going to pick you apart. Because even the church, if they're not walking close to God, it's because they don't like the way divine authority thinks. They don't like the way divine authority acts. They're afraid of it. They want to keep him at arm's length, although they love him with all their heart. So if you walk really close to the Lord, they're going to see you the same way they see him. And this is why love is so important, that you don't give up on people just because they don't understand you. So tonight, I've shared with you one more reality, one more aspect of walking in the deeper things of God. In these last days, I can tell you there's going to be a whole community of Christians across the earth. Not all Christians, but those who have paid the price are going to walk in this place, and it's going to bring such stability to the body. It's going to bring such help and healing, wholeness to the body. It's going to be like putting a new backbone of righteousness in the body. And the body will walk in liquid love because of what God is going to do to help us. So I want to encourage you. There's something else that goes with what I've shared with you in the last two times I've spoken that is just as important as what I've shared. And in fact, you will never be able to do what you're desiring without that information. So I just want to encourage you. A week from next week, I will speak, Lord willing, on that third issue and hopefully encourage you on how to look for the path and the way that God can bring you into himself in a way so much greater than you ever dreamed possible. Ricky will speak to you next week, and we all know she does a great job. And her heart is for you. She wants to see you walk in as much God as you're willing to. She cares about you. And God cares about you. So think about what I shared, contemplate, meditate on it, and begin to ask God to show you the way you need to see it, what you can have in him if you will pay the price. Father, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. You're glorious in all of your ways. Your eyes are ever looking over the earth to find the one whose heart is seeking after you. You never cease to quit looking for those who have a fervent, passionate desire to know more of you, Lord, that you can prepare them, fill them, make them able to have all that they could ever want in you. This is your highest desire, Lord. And we just don't know what to say about that. You have made a way where there was absolutely no way. And you did it in the most incredible way by sending your only Son to redeem us from ourselves. To redeem us from the nature of sin, to buy us off the slave market of sin. And you taught us that those who follow sin are the slaves of sin. But Father, if we will follow the Spirit, then we are the sons and daughters of you, the brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is nothing we could want, nothing we could need, that you have not already provided for. You sent your Son to pay the price for us to have this place in you, to walk with you in this way. Let that revelation explode in the hearts of the people that are on this line or that will ever hear this message. Let the light and the truth explode in their hearts, giving them faith, courage, understanding, greater desire, greater passion to walk with you in union with Christ. It is unbelievable to us, it's unfathomable to us, that we could have such a high and holy calling. But Lord, you're saying it's real, it's true, I've done it for others and I'll do it for you. If you are just willing to pay the price. And my prayer tonight is that every one of us on this line will grab a hold of that, put it in our heart like Mary, and think and ponder on this until we can make that hope our own, until we can make the faith in our Father over this wonderful, wonderful blessing available to us in this life. Lord, we know we're going to have it in the next life, but you're telling us we can have it in this life. And how many times I've experienced it, Lord. There's just nothing like it. There's no comparison anywhere to walking with you and in you in this manner. Strengthen us spiritually. Help our spirit to war against our flesh until the Spirit wins. We may not know how, Lord, to work with the Spirit and to hate the things of the flesh, but we count on you to teach us, to remind us, to convict us, to turn away from the things that we now love, and to turn our eyes upon you. We thank you for that, Father. Help us not to allow ourselves to be judged by another person's opinion, but, Lord, to be judged by your opinion alone, because that's what gives us faith. That's what gives us hope. Man can discourage, even despise us, Lord, but that doesn't mean the way, that doesn't mean it's the way you see us. So help us to turn from the voices of the temporal plane and even the voices of the second heaven and to listen to you, to your word, to your voice, to your spirit, to truth, your truth, until we are remade into your image. Thank you, Father. Oh, there's the fire. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire come upon each and every person on this line. The fire of truth. The fire, Lord, that helps destroy all carnality and helps implant all that is of you. That we will walk in the divine jealousy, Lord, of this sacred promise. Now tonight, Lord, help us. Help us to pray according to your will for this nation and for the church. And we thank you. We can praise the Lord together. Begin to worship God for what he is calling you to this very day.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
We magnify
thank
your
God.
Name.
Thank you, God.
Up,
thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We submit ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, oh Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, praise you, praise you. We worship you. Magnify your name. You are great. You are great. You are worthy. You are mighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Thank you. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. I want you to know that what the Lord has offered you tonight, He went to the cross to provide you with. When He hung on the cross, He didn't just do that to save your souls. He did that so that He could deliver you from the kingdom of darkness and bring you into the highest realms of the kingdom of light, to the point that you can even walk in union with Christ. It was all planned when He went to the cross. Whenever He thinks of the cross, He doesn't cry. When He thinks of the cross, in spite of that intense suffering, He thinks of you. He thinks, the Bible said that He looked forward with joy. And He did, because He knew on the other side He would have union with you in this life, or He would have it in heaven. But the day would come that He would own you so completely that your life would be joy unspeakable and full of glory. So don't let the devil cause you to throw this promise away and say to yourself, oh, that's for someone else. Because if that is the way you think and the way you talk, then it will be for someone else and not for you. That will cause the Lord's heart to break. But if you say to yourself, I can have this. I can let Him change me. I can let Him remake me. I can walk as He walked. If I would just fight the good fight of faith, I can have it. And never let the devil tell you anything different. You will have it.
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you for praying for America.
Thank you, Nita. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do it in us, Lord. Have your way in us, Lord. Lord, we want the Spirit of the Lord, oh Lord, to rest upon us. We want the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the knowledge of the and of the fear of the Lord, oh Lord, to be upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord, with each one of us. Have your way with each one of us, Lord. Give us revelation, Lord God, of how much you want this, Lord. Oh, Lord, we desire it, Lord. Help us to pray. Help us, Lord, to believe. Help us to trust you, Lord, to adhere to you, to rely upon you, and not to think of our own inabilities, Lord, but just cause us to come to you, submitted to you, Lord, waiting upon you, Lord, allowing you to do whatever it takes in us, Lord, to bring us into that place, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, come and have your way in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way in us tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way in us tomorrow. Have your way in us this week. Have your way in us this month, next month, the following months, the whole year. Lord, build it in us, Lord, day by day, line upon line. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that the gift is free and that we only need to die to ourselves, Lord, in order to receive that which you have given. Oh, Lord, help us in this, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, that you went to the cross in our place, Lord, that we could have relationship with you and with the Father. Oh, Lord, do it in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cause us to accept it, Lord, as being possible, Lord, because you promised. We don't want to fall short of anything, Lord, that you have promised. We want to enter into your rest, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we would be yoked with you, learn of you. Oh, Lord, learn of your meekness and your humility. Oh, Lord, and find rest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Will, please, and continue in that as well.
Amen. Amen. Father, we praise you tonight and thank you that we have come again. Lord, we have come at your invitation. Lord, we have come and we come boldly into the throne room of grace to find grace and help in the day of trouble. Lord, we have come because you have, Lord, you have invited us to come. You have held out the scepter. You welcome us into your presence, Lord, through the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, you have encouraged us to pray. You tell us if we would ask and keep on asking, and if we would seek and keep on seeking, and if we would knock and keep on knocking, then Lord, we would receive and we would find, and the door would be opened unto us. Father, we come tonight because we want to see, Lord, things change. Lord, we want to see our own lives change tonight. We want to bear the image of Jesus, Lord. We want to be conformed from glory to glory, even into the very same image of Christ, and this by the Spirit of God. Lord, your word declares unto you, therefore, which believe, he, Jesus, is precious. And unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But your word declares, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Father, tonight we praise you because you have made us to be a chosen generation. You have made us to be a royal priesthood. You have made us to be a holy nation. You have made us to be your own special treasure in the earth, that bear your image, that hear your voice, that do your will. Father, we thank you that the Word of God tells us that you have given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lord, you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have given us great and precious promises. By these we may be partakers of the divine nature. Lord, you have given us, Lord, you have given us all things. Father, the Word of God says, if you spared not your own Son, but delivered him up for our sake, how shall you now with him freely give us all things? So, Lord, we have what we need to be who you've called us to be in the earth and to function as a holy nation and a royal priesthood in the earth. You have given us your Spirit. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. And we ask, Lord God, that tonight, as Nita shared, Lord God, that we would be a people that are not just hearers of the word, that, Lord, we would not just be filled with knowledge, because knowledge puffs up, but your word says love edifies. Lord, we don't want to just be hearers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word. We want the word living richly in us. And Lord, we want to be your representatives in the earth. We want to have, as Nita prayed, as John just prayed, Lord, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord to rest upon us. We want to have the mind of Christ in the world. Lord, you are looking for a people. Lord, the word declares that the earth itself is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And your word declares that as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And so, Father, tonight we are praying. Lord, we ask, Lord, you have held back nothing. You give liberally. Lord, what you call us to do, you will empower us to do. Lord, what you've ordained us to do, Lord, you will equip us to do. You had said, behold, I give you power. The word of God says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses, witnesses unto me. So, Father, tonight in faith we claim that. Lord, you've given us all things that we may be partakers of the divine nature and live our life in this world as Jesus lived his life in this world and pointed to the Father. Father, we thank you for that. We praise you for that. Lord, we receive that by faith. And Lord, make us to be a people, Lord, that are the very fragrance of life to those that believe, the very fragrance of Christ as we live our life following him. Father, tonight we pray. We pray for our nation and we pray for our president. Lord, we lift up our president before you. And Father, as I think of the swamp and I think of David when he said, you know, he delivered me from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my steps. And Lord, our president has been ordained, Lord, to go to the swamp, Lord, to clean out the swamp. But Father, we pray tonight that, Lord, you would deliver him out of the mire, that he would not be, Lord, overtaken by the very thing that you have called him, Lord, to bring reformation to. Lord, I'm reminded of Psalm 69, and I just pray that for our president tonight, Lord. Lord, as for us, our prayer is unto you, Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear us, and in truth, in the truth of your salvation, deliver our president out of the mire, and do not let him sink. Let him be delivered from them that hate him out of the deep waters, and let not the flood of the water flood overflow him, neither let the deep swallow him up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon him. Hear us, O Lord, as we lift up our president, for your loving kindness is good. Turn unto him according, Lord, to the multitude of your tender mercies, and do not hide your face from our president, Lord, from your servant. Lord, Lord, hear him and hear him speedily. Draw nigh unto his soul and redeem him. Deliver him because of his enemies. Lord, we are asking that you would make haste, O God, to deliver our president. Make haste to help him, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after his soul. And let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire his hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek you, Lord, rejoice. and be glad in you, and let such as love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Lord, in many ways our president, though he is financially rich, in other ways he is poor and needy, so make haste to help him. O God, you are his help, you are his deliverer. And Lord, do not tarry to help, do not tarry, Lord, to deliver, do not tarry to protect and to keep him, Lord. Father, we are asking in the life of our president and in the term of his presidency, Lord, that you would be magnified, that you, O God, would arise, and that, Lord, your enemies would be scattered. We continue to pray for a supernatural protection for our president and for his family. And that, Lord, that all those who have aligned themselves with him, Lord, all those who are supportive of him, all those who recognize the call of God upon his life, Lord, and have aligned themselves with him to support him in fulfilling his mandate from you, Lord, let them be protected and let them be blessed. Let them be encouraged in their hearts. Let them be strengthened in their spirit. Lord, grant unto them a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Lord, even here again, a spirit of understanding and a spirit of counsel. Father, we pray for our president that his relationship with you would only grow deeper and deeper. And Lord, that divine encouragement and strength and wisdom would be granted to him, and that, Lord, the seven spirits of God would also pour down upon him, that he would, Lord, be able to enter into rest in Christ, and that he would have the mind of Christ, and that, Lord, he would discern wisdom. Father, we pray tonight that as there are multitudes, many that want the ear of the president, many who want to push forth their plans and their agendas, and Lord, many that want to be the counselor to the president. Father, we pray that in much speaking, Lord, our president would have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. That, Lord, he would hear the voice of wisdom. And that, Father, he would recognize that voice and he would obey that voice. Lord, that he would not just be a hearer of the word of wisdom, but he'd be a doer of that word. And that, Lord, he would be blessed. That, Lord, he would prosper. Everything he sets his hand to do would prosper. Father, we pray that he would fulfill his commission as president and that he would become a father to the leaders of the nations. Lord, we rejoice tonight over the good news that John shared of the praise that our president is getting from foreign leaders, from NATO itself, saying that because of his stand, because of his courage, because, Lord, he has provoked them to responsibility, that, Lord, NATO has grown stronger against the enemies of a free world. Father, we just ask that, Lord, the leaders of the nations would continue to look with favor upon our president, that they would seek him out for wisdom and guidance, that, Lord, their praise of him would be abundant and it would be very public, that, Lord, even the media would be forced to have to report, Lord, the good things that are said of our president because you have given him favor. And, Lord, even as you have raised this nation up to be a father to the nations of the earth, Lord, let our president be as a Solomon, Lord, where kings and queens came from the four corners of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon because Solomon prayed for wisdom and you granted it. Lord, our president prayed for wisdom and he's asked the church to pray for him. And Lord, we believe you are granting it to him. So let kings come and pay homage. Let queens come and pay homage. Lord, let presidents and prime ministers and rulers come and pay homage, Lord, because, Lord, your favor, it's because your anointing and your favor has rested upon the man of your choosing. Father, we pray against any plans to remove him from office. Lord, all those false accusations, all these frivolous suits, Lord, all the betrayers, Lord, those that lurk in darkness, and, Lord, are carrying out these covert operations Lord, to bring down our president. Lord, those that smile to his face, but, Lord, are seeking to bring, Lord, him down and take him out secretly. Lord, expose it. Father, just cause, Lord, a searchlight to search out these individuals and to expose them for who they are. Father, we thank you, Lord, and are trusting that this Mueller investigation will end, Lord, that it will end and it will end soon, and Lord, that it will end with the truth that our president is innocent, Lord, that it would come forth and it would come forth, and Lord, again, that the media would have to report it. Father, we just ask that all the curses that have been hurled against our president would be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Father, we just ask that our president, Lord, once again, would be given wisdom and favor in his dealing with the nations of the earth. That, Lord, even as you have prepared him as the master negotiator. Lord, you have prepared him for such a time as this. Lord, he knows how to negotiate. He knows how to speak, Lord, with the leaders of the world. He knows how to bring them to his side. We saw that with North Korea, Lord. And so, Father, we are asking that, Father, you would bring about, Lord, divinely ordained alignments, Lord. Trump and Putin and their fight against globalism and the global elite, Lord, that there would be an increase in the relationship and favor between President Trump and world leaders as they strive to strengthen national sovereignty. Father, we pray for President Trump and the new president of Mexico, President Obrador, Lord, that there would be a good working relationship where that was not possible with former presidents and of Mexico and former presidents of the United States. Lord, we believe it's a real possibility with this president, and we are asking that, Lord, there would be a blessing for the United States and a blessing for Mexico in this relationship. Lord, we pray, especially for a good relationship there as it deals with securing our southern border. Father, we know that many people enter into Mexico. A criminal element enters into Mexico in order to get to the United States, but it's not the law-abiding citizens in Mexico either. Father, we are asking that there would be such a wisdom given in regarding these caravans that come up from Guatemala and Ecuador and pass through Mexico, Lord, and on their way to the United States, Lord, that there would be a complete dissolution and dismantling of further attempts to penetrate our nation's sovereignty, that the truth of the caravan's population be revealed to the people. Lord, they want to portray it as innocent people seeking asylum, but, Lord, we know that there are so many terrorists and Lord, rapists and human traffickers, as much as drugs and illegal aliens that are pouring in, Father God, to do harm not only to us but to Mexico while they're there. So, Lord, we are just asking a united front, Lord, to deal with this issue. We pray that all would go well with the pulling out of troops from Syria and that Saudi Arabia's promise to help rebuild, Lord, the nation and secure the safety of the Kurdish people. Father, we pray. We pray for, Lord, stability, Lord, in the U.S. economy, in the European economy, in the Asian economies. And, Lord, we pray for your choice as the new head of the World Bank. Lord, Trump will be able to pick that. And, Lord, we are asking for wisdom there and righteousness there, Lord. And that, Father, the global elite that seeks to manipulate economies, Lord, that seeks to bring whole nations into economic slavery for the sole purpose of ruling over the masses, that, Lord, you've made America to be free. Lord, you said America would be free of the interference and the ungodly influence of the global elite. But, Father, we are praying that Europe would be set free and the Asian countries, Lord, would be set free. That, Father, the nations, Lord, that you have established within the boundaries that you have ordained for them, would come to know and appreciate their own national sovereignty, Lord, that they may be able to seek the Lord themselves. And that, Lord, the earth, Lord, would be filled with the glory of the Lord. Father, hold back the forces of darkness. And, Lord, give space for repentance in the nations and for a move of your Spirit that will sweep billions into the kingdom of God. Father, we pray for justice and truth to be done in all of our government operations and investigations. Lord, we are sickened by what we see in the legislative bodies in Washington and in the individual states. Lord, I speak especially as a native New Yorker with the disgust that our state legislature, Lord God, and this new, what they call reproductive health bill, Lord, which is just nothing more than infanticide at any age, Lord, right up to birth, that, Father God, you would bring this nation to a place of repentance, that you bring the state, Lord, that decent people, Lord, people with even a modest amount of moral decency would be shocked, appalled, and horrified at the lengths that have been gone. And Father, that these people stood and applauded, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would have mercy. Lord, we are seeing such a depth of wickedness and corruption in government. And Lord, I know that this bill really was just, it wasn't even about women's health, Lord. It wasn't even about abortion. It was to slap our president in the face. It was to say, if you overturn Roe versus Wade, then we will go to the nth degree to preserve the right to abort babies. Father, have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, we pray that this would be nothing more than a wake-up call to the truth, that the people would say, enough is enough, that the people would be horrified that it come to this, that, Lord, you would wake up this nation, that you would prick the conscience of a nation, and that you'd wake them up to the truth about this progressivism, Lord, the liberal agenda, Lord, the manipulation, the propaganda methods, Lord, all the things that are brought into play and used to control the American people. Father, we pray for the truth to be exposed, that the Democrats are not looking out for the welfare of the common man, but want to use people as pawns for their own agenda, which is godless at the core, which is evil, and which would destroy the sovereignty of a nation and the Constitution which you gave by wisdom to our founding fathers. Father, have mercy on us. Lord, wake the people up and cause the people to cry out with one voice to say, this has gone too far, and to demand that justice and truth, Lord God, would be served. Father, we pray that, Lord, politicians that are self-serving, self-seeking, self-glorifying, Lord, who have no heart to serve the people, no heart to preserve the republic, no heart, Lord God, to see the Constitution, Lord, preserved, no desire to see the rule of law established, Lord, those who become wicked and evil, Lord, we are asking for their removal from office, that, Lord God, you would just expose and cause them to be removed. Lord, let them be put to shame in the hope that they may repent and come to salvation by grace through faith. Oh, Father, Lord, we're just crying out. Lord, the depths of depravity and sin, Lord, even in those institutions that were designed to bring justice for the evildoers, Lord, the FBI, Lord, the Department of Justice, Lord, they themselves have become so corrupted. Father, have mercy on us. Father, We are looking for you to bring justice. Lord, we are looking for you to establish truth. Father, we are looking for you, Lord God, to save a nation. Lord, save this nation. Lord, our president is attacked because he's the man that you've chosen to spearhead the reformation that's necessary. So, Lord, prosper him in his work. Lord, cause there to be a great swell of support around him. Lord, let the cry go forth for justice. Raise up the intercessors. Lord, save this nation to the praise of your glory and grace. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing in this hour. Thank you, Father, for your goodness towards your people, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the joy that was set before you at the cross, Lord God. Thank you for all that you were looking forward to with your sons and daughters in union. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are calling us to arise, that you are calling us to enter into this place of union. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that faith is arising. I thank you that we can, Father, do all things in you who strengthen us, in you who enable us, in you who give us the grace, Father, to die, to lay it all down, to abandon ourselves to you, God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this beautiful place. I thank you, Father, that we can live this life as an overcomer. We can live this life walking with you in deep humility, Father, thinking your thoughts, knowing your ways. God, this is so awesome. I just thank you, Father. I just thank you. I just thank you, Father. You need us in this hour. As we call out and we cry out to you, Father, you are looking to us to come up higher, to arise, to be the intercessors you have called us to be, to take our places in you, Father, for this end time, for this moment, for this hour, for this victory of our nation. God, our president needs us. He needs our prayers. He needs your strength. He needs the strength that comes through intercession. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. Father, as it gets darker, the corruption is so deep, the evil is so evil. God, it's evil. And I thank you, Father, for your light that is coming, that is breaking forth, that is pushing back the darkness. We're here to push back the darkness. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, that you will uphold life. Forgive us as a nation, Father, where we would even allow the killing of an innocent baby being born. A baby, God, much less a young infant in the womb, 2 or 3 months old, one that is going through the birth canal, Lord. How could we ever, God, not call it murder? Because that's what it is. God, I thank you that you would overturn Roe versus Wade. I thank you that you would cause intercessors and cause an outcry in New York, an outcry in Virginia, an outcry all across this nation. That we say enough is enough and we draw the plumb line. God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Forgive us, oh God. How far have we come, Lord? Where we are so hardened in heart and desensitized and believe the lies that have been spewed out, Father, that we would even applaud something like this. Oh God. The deception is so deep. Father, the corruption is so deep in our government. We do need you. We need you. We need you to come and do what we cannot do. Father, we cannot do this. We stand in the gap for our
government, for our president, for our nation, and we lay it at your feet. And Father, we ask you, as the judge of all creation, we ask you, O just judge, to bring justice in all of these areas that we are praying. We ask you to awaken and continue to awaken the American people to the truth about socialism, the truth about progressivism, the truth about the manipulation and the propaganda methods that they are using to control them. By the elite, God, let them awaken. Let the webbing, let the blankets, let all the covering that has been placed upon the minds of Americans be removed. The entanglement be cut away that they may see the truth. Let truth go in. Let truth break through. Let truth break forth. Let the truth be exposed, the Democrats' lawless actions and their self-serving stance. Father, let those involved in fraud and treason be held accountable. Let justice be served, Father. Father, we thank you for the wall. We thank you that there is a way, and you are making a way for this wall to be built, as outlined by Department of Homeland Security. We thank you for the actions being taken. Father, we thank you for justice and truth concerning Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and all the others, oh God, that are being indicted unfairly. God, we thank you that the truth will come forth. Truth will expose the lies and the deceptions. Father, we thank you for a final release of these declassified documents and transition to a new era. Father, we thank you. It's time. And we say no more delays, that these documents would come forth. Father, we thank you for an exposure of the corruption in the FBI, the DOJ, the DNC, the Clintons, and the Obama administration. Father, let the arrests come forth. Let justice for the victims be received. Father, we thank you for justice. It's time for justice to be served. Father, I thank you for a nationwide exposure resulting from the dismantling of deep state weapons being used against us and the environment to control us, Father. The 5G towers, the health dangers, the EMS, the agenda to control people with them be exposed and stop. Let the people wake up, Father. Let these things cease. Let the exposure continue, Father. We thank you, Lord. That you would put an end to the media propaganda, that they would begin to report on things that are current, things that are true, things that are going on, things that are harmful. Father, TARP and chemtrail spraying, let them be stopped. Dismantle them and put an end to these things and cleanse our environment, Lord. Oh, God. Even the HARP and the things that are causing these extreme winter conditions, Father. Father, bring relief, Lord. Dismantle. Do what only you can do. You are God Almighty, and we call upon you, Father, and we ask that you would do these things. We thank you, Father. That you would bring a reprieve and every state would begin to awaken and say, no, I don't want this in my state. No. Father, I thank you for all the voices that you're raising up in this hour to expose these things
that are being used against us as people and as Americans and as the people of the earth, Lord. It's happening worldwide. Father, we thank you that the CIA mind control killings would be put to a halt. And Father, we pray for our youth. Father, we thank you for a new standard of righteousness being raised on their behalf. Father, we thank you for sweeping through our educational system. Bring forth such a mighty revival, such a release of your fire, and cause them to return to truth and conservative values, Lord. All that they have been taught, all the mind control, all the socialism, all the ways of progressivism, Father, let it be washed from them. Cleanse, Lord, the minds of our youth. Free them. And human trafficking, Lord. Let these sting operations be so effective that a momentum would be gained and it would gain traction in every area, in the area of the upcoming Super Bowl. Father, we thank you for the exposures that have already happened. We thank you for the arrests that have already happened. And we thank you, Father, for there would be more to come. Arrests and convictions and jail time for all organizations and networks involved in pedophilia and human trafficking. That the indictments would be released. Remove the spirit of cover-ups, O God, and unrighteousness. Let truth and justice gain momentum, not only in our nation, but worldwide. Let that standard of righteousness be raised. O Father, thank you for what you are doing and will do and continue to do in this hour. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are causing us to overcome today. Thank you, Lord, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, that we come into the things that you have promised us as we come into agreement and speak the things that you speak, the things that your word speaks, Lord, that we would return words of truth to you, Lord, as it says in the Proverbs. Lord, that we would return words of truth to him that sent them. Oh, Lord, that we would speak in agreement with what you say about us, Lord, that we would speak in agreement with what Nita shared tonight concerning us, Lord, and the possibility of knowing you and coming into unity with you, Lord, and walking in relationship with you as Jesus walked when he was here on the earth. Thank you, Lord, that it's not too far away. It's not an impossibility. But you came and you paid the price for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, you paid the price for it, Lord. It's not something that we can accomplish, but as we submit ourselves to you, oh, Lord, thank you that you can cause us to walk in that provision. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, and even as we long, O Lord God, for the manifestation of the sevenfold spirits of God to be manifested in our lives, Lord. We also ask, Lord, that you manifest them in the life of our president, Lord Jesus, that you would cause the seven spirits of God to be poured out upon him, Lord. Spirit of counsel and might and wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Let them all, O Lord God, let them all be resident in our president. O Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Surrounding him, O Lord, instructing him, leading him, guiding him, thank you, Lord, that he would not be led or guided by man's wisdom, man's ideas, oh Lord, but that he would be led and guided by your supernatural wisdom and your supernatural understanding and counsel. Oh Lord, knowledge. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you empower him. Thank you, Lord, that you increase that mantle of Cyrus upon him to be able to accomplish all the purposes that you have purposed for him to do, Lord. And even as Cyrus was come against and had much obstruction and much coming against him in the building of the wall and of the lifting up of the Jewish people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He overcame, and our president will overcome also. Thank you, Lord, that you give him a spirit of perseverance and of overcoming, spirit of endurance, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deepen his relationship with you, Father. Lord, enable him, Lord, to do the things that he cannot do in himself, Lord. Give him the understanding that he cannot do them in himself, Lord, but that he can with you, that with you he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Build that into his understanding, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you cause him to fulfill that commission that you have called him to do. Lord God in heaven, that you increase his how he is seen, Lord, by leaders of nations, Lord, even as a father to the leaders of other nations. Thank you, Lord, that you bring increase. Thank you, Lord, that you bring understanding. Thank you that you give favor. Thank you, Lord, that you put him in relationship, in situations, in favorable situations, in negotiations, Lord. Thank you, Lord, concerning trade, concerning the stopping of war, concerning the bringing of peace, concerning the dismantling of the deep state's agenda. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you cause him, Lord, to be safe and secure, Lord God, in all areas, Lord, in his presidency, in his leadership, wherever he travels, wherever he goes. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him would prosper. Thank you, Lord Jesus, every tongue that rises against him in judgment that he would condemn. Thank you, Lord, that you are doing it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are doing it. Thank you that the truth is coming out, Lord, in so many areas. Things that he has called and said was true and was maligned and was mocked for, even concerning voting fraud, that is coming to the forefront now, and it is being shown to be true, even when he said that he was being surveilled and was mocked for it, that has been shown to be true. Lord God, thank you that you are revealing. Thank you that you are opening up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the release of the declassification, Lord, of documents, Lord, at the proper time, Lord, that they would be used at the proper time, Lord, to dismantle the enemy in any agenda that they have, Lord, that you cause it to be released at the proper time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that all accusations would fall to the ground, anything brought against him, any lawsuits, any that would try to betray him. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for removing them. Thank you for silencing them. Thank you for dismantling their plans. Lord, thank you for saving him, Lord, from assassination attempts, Lord, even in the last couple of weeks, Lord. Thank you for protecting him, keeping him safe, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Even things that we don't hear about, Lord. Thank you that you're watching over him, that your eye is upon him, just like your eye is upon the sparrow, that you're watching over him, protecting him, because he is your Cyrus. He is the one that you are using today in the earth, Lord, to bring about change, even in many continents, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to use him. We break the power of any witchcraft sent against him, any curses sent against him. We break the power of it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Everything be canceled by the blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that your blood accomplished all that you came to do, Lord, that nothing was left undone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you give wisdom and revelation, Lord, in relationships with other countries, Lord. Father, we just pray and we thank you, Lord, that you caused this Brexit the United Kingdom, Lord, that the people voted for, that it would not fall to the ground. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a real Brexit, Lord, a real removing themselves from the control of the EU, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they would be free to trade with other nations, that they, that the UK would be free to be involved in bilateral trade agreements, that the UK would be free, that they would not be encroached upon by massive immigration. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for setting free. Thank you for setting free. Thank you for setting free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for enacting, Lord, that which has been voted upon by the people, that it will not be subverted. Lord God in heaven, if Theresa May is able to negotiate a worthwhile deal, let it be done, and if not, remove her so that someone else can do it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it would not revert to the way it was. Thank you for removing them. Thank you for removing them. Thank you for removing them, that the EU would fall. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as a control mechanism. Thank you that you're bringing an end, Lord, to that control mechanism on a worldwide scale. Thank you, Lord, freeing other countries, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you work, Lord, to bring about the defeat of the deep state. Lord, the deep state's influence would be removed from Venezuela, that even though that they would portray a certain narrative like they have in the past in Libya, they portrayed a wrong narrative concerning Muammar Gaddafi, and then he was killed and removed. They portrayed a certain narrative with Iraq and went in and killed Saddam Hussein, but it was really the oil and the gold that they were after, and that they that they had their propaganda tools in order to bring about what they wanted against nations, Lord, even in the Ukraine, Lord. And then they attempted to do it in Syria and North Korea as well before President Trump was in office. Thank you, Lord, that our president stopped that. Thank you, Lord, that he stopped that from taking place in Syria, and that he stopped the war in Syria. He stopped war with North Korea and removed the influence of the deep state in North Korea so that Kim Jong-un would be able to respond without that controlling influence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give President Trump the ability to talk with Maduro, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that he has to go along with certain things, Lord, in order to make it look like a certain that it's going a certain way. He has to cooperate in some aspects with the deep state. But, Lord, thank you that you're bringing about the right alternative, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not someone that the U.S. raises up to be a puppet in the government that they can manipulate and maneuver to do what they want. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you reveal, Lord, that this is really about all the gold and oil in Venezuela, that they have been disallowed even to mine, and that monies that they have in other on deposit in England has been refused to be released to them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you cause truth to be borne out in this situation, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you cause propaganda to fail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are removing and dismantling the efforts of the elite and the deep state. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for talks. Thank you for opening up talks, Lord, with President Trump. Thank you, Lord, for opening up talks with Iran, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for working to end the mess that the deep state has created in these areas. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just because Iran doesn't have a central bank, and Syria doesn't have a central bank, and North Korea doesn't have a central bank. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you expose. Thank you that you bring an end, Lord, to this dismantling of other nations and taking over of other nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for shutting down, Lord, anything that's going on the border, Lord, with the drug cartel, the mafia drug cartel in Mexico, and their influence in the United States, and the drugs that have been used, Lord, to fund even corrupt congressional congressmen and women, Lord. Thank you that you cause that influence to be removed. Thank you for the wall going up, Lord, and the southern border. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they can either vote on it in Congress, or there can be a national emergency declared, or they don't have to do that, but that there is an existing federal law that permits President Trump to build the wall without declaring a national emergency. Thank you for your provision, Lord. Thank you that you bring it about, Lord, whichever way is best suited, Lord, that you bring protection to the border, Lord, to keep drugs from coming in, to keep criminals from coming in, to keep illegal migrants from deluging our country, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are working all these things, Lord, through our president. Thank you, Lord, that you are using him to bring about your purposes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving examples to the other countries in the world, to France, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that people are standing up in France and in Great Britain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing freedom. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you cause there to be a dismantling of this move to erect the 5G towers in the United States, Lord. Thank you that you cause this to come down, that it would not be allowed to be thrust upon the people of this country, affecting health, affecting other things, Lord, that it would, and being used as a control mechanism over the people. Lord Jesus, thank you that you stop it. In Jesus' name, we say, harp be stopped. Weather manipulation be stopped. Thank you, Lord, that you cause these extreme winter conditions back east and in the Midwest to subside. Protect the people, Lord, that are in those areas. Keep them safe, Lord, from energy outages, Lord. Keep their homes safe from energy outages. Keep them from being hit with this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, concerning human trafficking, thank you, Lord, that you cause the sting operations to be increased in effectiveness, Lord, to gain traction, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we've already been able to see some results from that, Lord, in around the Super Bowl, Lord. In Jesus' name, we say pedophilia be stopped, human trafficking be stopped. Thank you for the indictments, Lord. Thank you for the arrests, convictions, Lord, of those that are involved in human trafficking and pedophilia, Lord, even in high governmental positions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for overturning abortion. Thank you, Lord, that the worst comes out and right before the change, right before the overturning, Lord. Thank you that you're bringing it about, Lord. Thank you for the new Supreme Court justice. Thank you, Lord, for a favorable ruling, Lord, concerning this temporary stay that is trying to be brought in the Supreme Court against a state that has determined that the abortion clinics have to be within a 30-mile radius of a hospital. Thank you, Lord, that you caused this not to be stopped. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you cause truth to be raised up in this country, Lord. Thank you that you cause our Supreme Court justices to rule, Lord, in truth and according to the Constitution, according to life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for righteousness being raised up. Oh, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, that you bring a spirit of holiness into your church, Lord. Thank you that you cause your church to be called a house of prayer because it is a house of prayer, because it's evident, because that's the fruit of it, Lord. Thank you that you cause faith to rise up in your church, Lord, to believe you for that which you want to see come to pass, Lord, to support our president in prayer. Thank you, Lord, causing your church to return to her first love, to hear what you're saying, and abide in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we magnify your name, Lord. We exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay, we're going to do some declarations together, and Carol is going to take everybody and put you on mute, and then you can just hit star 6 to be off of mute, and then we'll do them together. Amen. Go ahead and hit star 6. We're making a difference together.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your transforming power.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, Father.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we declare in the name of Jesus that the wall is being built on the southern U.S. border.
We declare in the name of Jesus that the wall is being built on the southern U.S. border.
Amen. I'm going to change that. Let's do it again. We declare in the name of Jesus that the wall of protection is being built on the southern U.S. border. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that there will be substantial reduction of national debt. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that Social Security will be saved without benefit cuts. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that Obamacare will be completely repealed and replaced. We declare in the name of Jesus the end of Common Core schooling. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Ron DeSantis with the executive order in Florida to stop that. Amen. We declare in the name of Jesus that the budget be cut by 20% or more.
We declare
And we declare in the name of Jesus that our God is making America great again. Amen. Okay, we're going to declare over the state of California. We repent over the state of California and declare a turning away from lawlessness. California, turn towards righteousness. Uphold the law of the land, California. You'll cooperate with immigration authorities and protect the citizens. You'll not give illegal rights to illegal aliens. Turn from wickedness, California, and seek the truth in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to declare concerning justice, truth, and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that justice, truth, and righteousness prevail in the outcome of every election. Let those guilty of voter fraud and organizing it be held accountable. We declare truth in all investigations in Congress, the DOJ, and FBI. We declare truth and justice in the investigations of the Clintons, the DNC, and the former Obama administration. We declare the shutting down of investigation of President Trump. We declare it's finished. Be shut down in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to declare concerning the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say to the church, the Reformation is alive. We say to the church, be purged and come alive. Come out of foolishness, come into the truth, and flee compromise. Consecrate yourselves, church, and be holy. Come out of Babylon, come out of her, and be separate. We say to the church, wake up in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to declare concerning the prohibition of racism. In the name of Jesus Christ, we exercise our spiritual authority in our individual land.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
We prohibit racism from taking our cities in Washington State. Put your own state in. Amen. We cancel, defund, and silence the voice of division and strife. We neutralize and cancel the efforts of George Soros, and we take back our cities. We take them back for the Lord, for truth, and for righteous reconciliation. Reconciliation, prevail in the U.S. in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak peace to our cities and declare that the love of God reigns. Amen. Okay, we're going to declare concerning human trafficking. We declare that every human trafficking organization in this country be shut down. Be exposed at the top and crumble. Pedophilia, be exposed and stopped. We declare the revealing of hidden things. Be unearthed at the Super Bowl and other places in Jesus' name. We declare there be an implosion of the network structures worldwide. Be brought down and eradicated in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, we're going to declare concerning the fake news. In Jesus' name, we declare that the mouths of the fake news media lions be shut. Speak no lies.
Speak no lies.
Do not corrupt the minds of people with falsehoods. Speak truth or be silent in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, last declaration. We declare that all betrayers and those to disloyal to President Trump be removed. Those disloyal to God's work be removed. In the name of Jesus, be removed and make place for the true. Be removed and make place for the loyal in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you that you're working in the earth, Lord. Thank you that you're working in our midst, O Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. Magnify your name, Lord. We exalt you. We give you praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for leading us in truth. Thank you for leading us in righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for leading us in relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for the sevenfold Spirit of God. Thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon the earth, Lord. Thank you for revival, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for changing laws. Thank you for exposing, Lord, corruption. Thank you for bringing your will to pass, Lord Jesus, in the U.S., in the world. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We praise you and bless you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you all for joining together in the declarations with us tonight. Amen. We are making a difference, and we're in this together, and we're winning together. Amen. And we can rejoice together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Carol is going to put you back on mute during the closing prayer and the Aaronic blessing, and then she'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this faithful people, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you chose them in the womb, Lord. You chose them. You knew them before the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, that you know everything about them. Lord, that you fashioned them and formed them. Oh, Lord, that they are a wonder. Oh, Lord, that no one is here accidentally. No one is here by happen chance, Lord. But each one on the call tonight, Lord, you chose them. Oh, Lord, you wooed them. You drew them to yourself. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving them. Thank you for calling them to be intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they can play a part in the saving of America, oh, Lord, in their prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you bless each one, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give revelation, Lord, to each one. Thank you, Father, that you visit each one, even with the sevenfold Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord, that you would visit them in their homes, Lord. Give them revelation. Cause your word to come alive. Cause relationship with you, Lord, to be experiential. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving them revelation of who you are, what that means to them. Oh, Lord, and your desire for them, and your rejoicing over them, your singing over them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you want them, Lord, that you long for them, Lord. Cause them to know your heart. Cause their hearts to respond to your heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you would touch them with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, Carol, would you sound the roar of the Lion of Judah, please? Wow, the Lion of Judah really sounded formidable tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are defeating our enemies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please remember to keep Nita lifted up in prayer during your personal prayer time for complete healing of diabetes, freedom from pain. Keep O'Day lifted up He is in Kenya. I believe he'll be there for the rest of the week. So keep him lifted up in prayer. God is saving people, raising up Joel's Army prayer cells. Pray that the work that he did in Ethiopia would bear fruit, would bring forth fruit. There was many that were saved there as well, too. God is working all over the world. Keep Shio also in prayer. He is over in Nigeria and going about in some dangerous places there, setting up schools for the children so that they can learn. They have a means of being able to learn and to grow, to better themselves. And so they need financing as well, too. So keep that in prayer for support for that, for the work that he's doing over there. Amen. Amen. God is hearing and answering our prayers, and he is doing good things. Amen. Amen. Isn't it awesome to be involved with what the Lord is doing and see him move in the earth? Okay, Carol is going to sound the victory shofar, and then we'll declare the Aaronic blessing over you, and then she'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Amen. Okay, would you please extend your right hand to receive the blessing? Yevarechecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha Yaher Adonai ponavalecha ve'chunecha Yisor Adonai, panav lecha, ve'yasem leicha, shalom, shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus our Messiah, we bless you. Amen. Love you all. Thank you for praying with us tonight. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for praying.
Love you.
Bye bye. Bye, Nee.
Good night. Bless you.
Good night. Bless you.
Good night.